Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
I got to tell you, the inspiration for today's call came from a conversation that I had with a friend of mine who, unfortunately, not living the most healthy lifestyle possible. And even though I'm a guy who, you know, tries to be an inspiration to others by trying to live by example, I myself sometimes don't have the influence I wish I had over the people that I care about. And this particular friend of mine happened to see him this past week. And I having a general conversation, I said, hey, how you been? What's going on? And he says, oh, man, he goes, I got this. I don't know what's going on. He goes, I just got this issue. And he starts describing his symptoms to me about what he's going through with his health right now. And I said to him, I said, the way you're describing that sounds to me like you've got leaky gut syndrome. And he looked at me and he kind of turned his head sideways. He goes, you actually think that's a real thing? I said, I'm pretty confident it's a real thing. He goes, oh, yeah, I asked my doctor about that. My doctor says that's not a real medical condition. And I was like, okay. So I ended up starting to explain to him why I believed that it was a real condition and why I believed he was suffering from it. So let me dive deeper into this with you today, because this is something that if you're not suffering from it, that's a good thing. But you probably know people like I do with my friend who I'm just about 95% certain is suffering with this. And yes, he was right in that the medical industry does not yet necessarily recognize what we are defining in the holistic industry as leaky gut syndrome as being a medical condition. They call it a hypothetical condition in the modern medicine industry. Yet, the reality is, this particular condition affects a lot of people. In fact, one of the things that's true, and this is one of the reasons why the medical industry hasn't quite come around on this yet, is because the symptoms of leaky gut syndrome actually mirror symptoms of other types of conditions in the body as well that the medical industry does, in fact, accept as reality. So let's talk about what leaky gut is, because really it boils down to what we would consider intestinal permeability. So all of our guts are somewhat permeable. In other words, the mucus lining inside of our intestines is designed to absorb water and nutrients from our food and then push that into our bloodstream. But some of us, based on lifestyle habits primarily, end up with increased intestinal permeability, and that's not a good thing. That means basically our guts start to leak. Think of it this way. There's tiny little ways for those nutrients to get back into the body and into the bloodstream and be able to use, you know, the body for it to use those nutrients effectively for overall health. But imagine those little tiny permutations in the gut lining start to get larger. Now we have a problem. We're not only letting through those nutrients that the body desperately needs for good health, but now we're letting through other undesirable things that are supposed to be excreted out of the body through the intestinal system and out the back end, so to speak. So imagine for a moment if we started drilling large holes inside the plumbing of your home where your toilets are designed to flush and excrete all that waste material outside of your house into the sewer system. Imagine we started drilling larger holes into your plumbing system. It wouldn't take long, right, before after multiple flushes of waste material down through your toilet and down through the sewage system in your house, where some of that not only didn't get outside to the sewer system where it's supposed to go, it started getting inside of your house, inside of your walls, right? It would start to create a real problem inside of your home. Not to mention, not only would it create a problem in terms of the smell, but it would maybe create a serious problem in terms of the overall health of your home and thus the health of you. In many ways, leaky gut syndrome can be that same kind of analogy in your body. When we're leaking undigested proteins, bacteria, other things that, you know, could be parasites, by the way, things that are supposed to stay in the intestinal tract, in the GI tract, and be excreted, if they get back into the bloodstream, Now we have a problem. We have a problem where we're now being forced to deal with stuff that was supposed to be waste material, but it's now backing up into our body, and now our body's being asked to deal with it, okay? So there is a lot of unfortunate conditions that are known to be associated to leaky gut, okay? Some of this has been considered speculatory in the medical industry, but again, in the holistic industry, a lot of holistic practitioners and people who are really in the know on this particular topic are convinced that these are things that are absolutely tied directly to what is now being known again as leaky gut syndrome. And that is things like autoimmune diseases. Think about the number of autoimmune conditions that we see in our modern day society that are affecting, say, the digestive system, or, you know, things like inflammatory bowel disease or celiac disease, right? We know, we think back maybe 15 years ago, and we weren't talking about celiac disease. We weren't talking about gluten intolerance, right? And now we have restaurants that serve gluten-free menus and gluten-free dishes, right? Part of this stems from the fact that, again, these are modern-day conditions. It wasn't like our ancestors had these problems, but what our ancestors didn't have to deal with that we have to deal with in our modern-day society is the sheer volume of food additives, chemicals, pesticides, antibiotics, hormone, I mean, all of the things that are in our modern-day food supply, whether it's the animals that we're eating that are being injected with certain things, or it's the feed that they're being given, whether it's, you know, beef cattle or chicken or fish is an example, pollution in our oceans, since speaking of fish, it's the amount of chemicals that are doused all over our farmland and our crops. It's the amount of chemical additives and preservatives that get added to the foods that are packaged and boxed and canned on our store shelves. All of these things that we're entering into the digestive tract that didn't exist in our grandparents' generation, this is one of the reasons why we're having so many of these types of gut-related, GI-related issues. And again, it really stems from a lot of the modern-day stuff that didn't exist before. You know, we just see things that we never saw in history before. And in the last couple of decades, we're seeing all kinds of other diseases developing that, again, were almost unheard of, right? Everything from chronic low-grade inflammation, which is so common in most people today, metabolic disorders, obesity, right? Think about the rate of obesity in our world today. Diabetes is skyrocketing. Things like arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic fatigue syndrome, asthma, fibromyalgia, all of these are being linked to poor GI tract health, right? Or in this case, leaky gut. And again, this leads to that intestinal permeability. So we know that a lot of these issues, even including things like liver disease, are now being linked to this. They're even talking about now the gut-brain axis, where we're talking about this gut permeability creating problems for our mental function and leading to other related things that would be considered modern-day mental decline problems. Things like dementia and Alzheimer's are now being shown to have a direct link to our gut function. So the reality is this: how permeable our gut is, our gut lining is a key factor in making sure we either are going to have healthy gut function or we're going to have something called leaky gut. So how does it affect the body if we have leaky gut? Well, you have all kinds of noticeable things potentially. But really what happens is you start to maybe notice symptoms such as abdominal pain. Or maybe you start to notice food sensitivities, maybe to things like gluten as an example. Or constant bloating, regular indigestion. These could be the types of symptoms that are pointing to the fact that you may have leaky gut. Because again, if we're eroding that gut lining, now we're leading to other potential issues because we now have these excessive bacteria and irritants that are now in the gut and getting into the bloodstream. And so that can even lead to things such as peptic ulcer disease or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, oftentimes abbreviated as SIBO. Okay, and this is all related to this erosion of the gut lining. So again, we get into this chronic inflammation state. Things like internal bowel disease, celiac disease, even other things become more and more prevalent when this happens. So again, symptoms could be like simple. They could be just a burning feeling, in your gut, or could be, you know, again, indigestion. It could be diarrhea. It could be gas and bloating. Could be low energy, as an example. A lot of times they're now saying that the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, as an example, is linked to poor gut health and poor gut function. So, again, I could probably go on and on and on here, as you can imagine. But suffice it to say, how we take care of our gut, and more specifically for today's call, the gut lining, that is critical to make sure that we have good gut health. And as a result, many other problems that we may be experiencing related to gut dysfunction or gut permeability may start to correct themselves just by making a focused, concentrated effort on keeping our gut healthy and strong. And as many of you know, the first step in doing anything for good health always involves staying properly hydrated. And this is especially true in gut health because if you think about it, your body's ability to move food through the intestinal tract and move it through the digestion process and out the body as waste material is going to be dependent partially on how hydrated you are. If you are dehydrated, most of you know this, constipation is a very regular and normal occurrence as a result of dehydration, which means the entire digestive system is being backed up because we are not properly hydrated. So step one is always making sure that we are properly hydrated, especially when we can get that additional water absorption, irrigation into the bowels that prevents a lot of the waste material from backing up. Remember, the goal is body to process the food, extract the nutrients as much and as quickly as it can, and then move that through the system and out the body as quickly as possible. Again, we wouldn't want waste material backing up in our house for days and days at a time. We don't need that in our body in the same way. So first step is always proper hydration. And of course, X2O is your rock star product there to help you get proper deep cellular hydration. Number two is we've got to have a high quality source of prebiotics. Now, you can get this through your diet, by the way, but it is increasingly harder and harder to do that if you're not willing to eat a very high-quality, pristine-style diet, meaning if you are consuming a lot of foods that have a lot of the modern-day additives and chemicals and preservatives and are mass-produced foods, and that's your standard normal diet, I guess that's okay. Again, I realize that not everybody can afford to eat super healthy, and I'm respectful of that. But if you know you're going to be eating foods that have a lot of these gut irritants in them, it becomes that much more important to make sure you're consuming a high-quality prebiotic. Why? Because the prebiotics are designed to have things like soluble and insoluble fiber. They're also designed to have food sources to help your body in the intestinal tract to produce more of what they call short-chain fatty acids. These short-chain fatty acids line the interior lining of the intestine, and they help keep those junctions tight, meaning they reduce the permeability of the gut lining so that only the things that are supposed to get through, those critical nutrients, vitamins, minerals that the body is designed to and specifically looking to absorb, get through. Everything else gets blocked out. In other words, the waste material stays where it's supposed to stay, in the digestive and GI tract and out the body. So we want to keep those junctions tight in the intestinal lining wall, and one of the smartest and fastest ways that we can do that is through a high-quality prebiotic, because that builds those short-chain fatty acids, increases the strength of the lining, and also helps something called Akkermansia mucinophilia. That's a mouthful, but basically, again, that also aids in the support of your internal gut lining. So how do we do that in Zuma? You simply make the commitment to drink your Zyome 365 multiple days a week. As many of you know, that comes in a 20-serving jar, and that's designed to be used at least 5 days a week. That's why it's a 20-serving container. Some of us, myself included, will use it every single day. But again, the goal would be to at least use that product 5 days a week. That means a 20-serving jar gives you a full month's supply. That's going to help support that inner lining of the gut. And then finally, the last step in this phase is when we create this beautiful, healthy inner terrain in the GI tract, when we get all this wonderful support for keeping those junctions tight, when we get a fertile environment inside the gut, the next step is to make sure we have enough of the good guy bacteria in the gut to support overall gut health, to support digestive health, to also support elimination proper elimination and regular elimination, and that, of course, is our probiotics. So we've got to have those good guy gut bacteria flourishing and thriving and outnumbering as much as possible the bad gut bacteria. And how do we get more of the bad gut bacteria? By adhering to bad dietary habits, right? And not giving ourselves the nutritional support that the body and the gut specifically needs. So again, if you're somebody who's not eating as well as you know you should or could, this becomes even that much more important to have a high quality probiotic supplement to give your body, your GI tract, the balance it needs by having more of those good guy gut bacteria. And of course, in Zuma, that is in the form of what we call probiotics. Those probiotics are designed to help thrive in that beautifully fertile environment that we've created by not only staying properly hydrated, but also, again, giving our body this high-quality prebiotics in the form of the Zyme 365. So when we look at that combined, X2O, Zyme 365, your probiotics, that is a three-step process to ensure really good gut health and hopefully minimize any chance of you becoming the next person who experiences what is now known as leaky gut syndrome. So I hope that's not your story. And if you know somebody who's experiencing some of those symptoms, I encourage you to take them and show them this three simple steps of how to protect their gut from this problem. So I hope that's information you can use, and more importantly, you'll share with others.